It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Goo, I have to bring this up.
Okay, I'm here for you, buddy.
And it's because you continue to talk about hopefully he can close a deal.
Yeah, coffees for closers.
And let's just not forget that it wasn't very long ago that Buster Posey once said this.
Okay.
Something I think is noteworthy, something that unfortunately keeps popping up from the players and even the players' wives, is there's a bit of an uneasiness with the city of San Francisco itself as far as the state of the city with crime, with drugs. Whether that's all completely fair or not, perception is reality. It's a frustrating cycle, I think, and not just with baseball. Baseball is secondary to life and the important things in life. But as far as a free agent pursuit goes, I have seen that it does affect things. That's from your new president of baseball operations. And he said it a few months back.
No, I actually love that, because if he believes that, he knows he has to Martin Luther King that, overcome those type of objections to try to get somebody to don the orange and black. So that's the truth. That's his reality. So he knows he has to sail and overcome those objections if faced, Donnie. So, I mean, it's not like he's saying it. And him taking the job, he's marrying himself to the Bay Area and everything that comes with it. And if some people want to believe, and it sounds like he does, there's some merit to that. So he knows how, okay, I'm meeting with Stani, I'm having lunch with him and his wife, we need him on the team, we want him, okay, we got to have a real conversation, and maybe he can combat that. So that's why I get excited when you read that, because he knows what he's facing.
Well, I must admit, you tend to read into things a little differently than I do. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm just remembering that when Buster Posey said that, and I believe it might have been in December, it was in December of last year, he created quite a firestorm, because Buster Posey was a member of this organization and acknowledged that the reputation of the city of San Francisco is not helping them. It's not helping them acquire free agents. And so I just remember when he said it, people did not want to hear it, and now he's got to deal with it, and he's acknowledged that it's an issue.
And he'll get judged by it. But let me throw something at you, because the last block you said something, and I know you're old school like I am, though, Stani. I believe, and I don't want to speak for you, we didn't like Snell opting out of his final start. Do you believe if Buster Posey was in power or he was president of baseball ops, I don't believe Snell would have said night-night to that start. But
well,
just think about this little stuff like that.
Well,
I believe Snell would have probably said, give me the ball. I'll give you 2 innings. Yeah.
Well, again, you and I approach things differently.
Black and white.
I mean, to me, Snell did that to Melvin more than he did it to Farhan Zaidi. I mean, the manager's the guy that can say to that situation, are you serious? You don't really... You're not going to pitch because there's nothing at stake. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what that means in terms of the big picture of things. Maybe it doesn't mean anything. Who knows? This is from the 650 on the Comcast business text line. I'll just throw this at you, Goo.
Yeah.
How is Posey qualified to become the president of baseball operations?
Well, one, he's a player, and I always feel like a player knows the inner workings of everything that goes on to building a franchise and maintaining a stable and successful franchise. So we can sit here and act like the game's not different or the opportunities are not different for said athletes, but they are, as opposed to regular Joe. So to me, right there, Buster Posey knows what it takes, what it entails. He knows, okay, what Sabian was special at, what Bobby Evans was special at, what Bochy was special at. So all those ingredients, I believe, he takes from that, Steiny, and that puts him or any guy like him, former player, on the fast track. Just like we could say about George Brett, Nolan Ryan, Derek Jeter. And I know, it didn't have the best results, but at the end of the day, I just really thought the Giants ownership was throwing the middle finger to the fans, and we're going to let Farhan continue to fail and fail the city. And the fact that they just didn't give him his papers, because the one caller, I'm with him. Nobody wants to see anybody get fired. But we're talking about pro sports, and when it's time for you to go, don't let the door hit you. And then to double back and replace him with a legend that hadn't even been retired 6 years. I mean, it's a win-win. And here we go. I know we got the Braves and Mets playing today, and postseason baseball upon us. I feel like, in a crazy guru way, this is the Giants. This is a series win for them, because now you can hope that Buster can turn this thing around.
888-957-9570 is the number if you're just turning the radio on. Buster Posey is the new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. Farhan Zaidi is out. Buster Posey is in. And if you're hearing that for the first time and you're a Giants fan, my question is simple. What's going through your mind right now? I think that most of the Giants fans out there that I've talked to thought it was time for a change. And so Farhan Zaidi, after 7 years and one postseason appearance, he's out. And now Buster Posey is in charge of running the San Francisco Giants baseball operations. And boy, he was a player who, at the end of his career, we all just kind of assumed would walk away from the game and not miss it and enjoy his family. And we'd probably see him once or twice a year at the stadium for some kind of anniversary. But as it turns out, Posey retired. He stayed close to the organization. He's moving out back out to the Bay, or he has moved out to the Bay again, and he is going to be involved in the day-to-day. And I think that in and of itself is a little bit of an upset, and I think a lot of Giants fans didn't think that was something that Posey was interested in. But here he is, and now a new chapter in the Giants starts.
Yeah, and how many athletes do we talk to, or former athletes, Donnie, where we talk to them and they talk about that inner fire, that challenge that they need? And, sometimes those thoughts get the best of the said athletes, but a lot try to take on another role. But since we just had Mike Dunleavy on, who is overseeing getting the Warriors back into prominence, a big part of it, let me just ask on the Steiny meter, are you more shocked that Mike is in his job when he was a player as you are Buster Posey leaving and becoming?
I'm more surprised that Buster Posey is back in that kind of role with the Giants than Mike Dunleavy with the Warriors. Just because Mike Dunleavy came from a basketball family. His dad played in the NBA. Mike played 17 years in the league. It felt like a natural transition for Mike, just because he was always not that Posey wasn't, but he was always a very cerebral player. And I always thought that, yeah, he's probably going to stay in the game to some level. Interestingly, I believe Dunleavy, like Posey, has four kids, too.
Okay.
Maybe Mike has five. I'm not sure. But what I'm getting at is I just didn't think Posey was that interested in that kind of a job. I think many of us were under the impression that he wanted to, he wanted to pop in and give advice, maybe be more of a consultant. But if he's going to be the president of baseball operations, he's going to be around, and he's going to be around a lot, and he's going to have a lot of responsibility. And Let's see how he does, because he's one of the most beloved players in franchise history, and now he's got to try to do it as a president of baseball operations.
Yeah, and I'll say this about baseball and why I love it so much, Donnie. It is the sport of all the big three where you can go worst to first, and the fact that the Giants were two games under 500, 80 and 82, Donnie, nobody likes that. That's stinky. It's sorry. You didn't qualify, but it's not like they were the Chicago White Sox. You know what I mean? So, again, we saw Snell get off to a slow start, and everything went with it, the bats. But 80 and 82 to come back next year, even if you didn't get that big free agent, because there's not a lot of, you know, big deer roaming out there. If you just got off to a better start and played sound, fundamental baseball, I mean, who knows? Maybe this team is playing for a wild card spot. Like, that would be the goal for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cole is in Pleasant Hill. What's going on, Cole? How you doing, man? Buster Posey, president of baseball operations. What are your thoughts?
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for taking my call. I am super excited. I mean, Buster Posey was a face of baseball for a while there. He knows what it takes to win championships. He knows what it takes to play in San Francisco, be in San Francisco, raise your kids around San Francisco. He's come back to the San Francisco Bay Area. I mean, this is our guy. This is a born and bred San Francisco Giant through and through, a Giant forever. I just couldn't be more excited. I'm with you. I think this is a big, this is our victory right now. It makes me really excited for next year. And he's young too, which I really like. He can relate to the players. He can relate to their come up. Let's not forget that he had some say in getting Chapman signed. And I'm really excited to watch them build around that. So a great news for the day. I couldn't be more stoked.
Wow. Appreciate it, Cole. Well, I think there's two things here, and this is the way I look at it. As far as what kind of job he's going to do, I have no idea. I don't think he'll be good. I don't think he'll be bad. I've got to wait and see. See what he does. See what happens to this organization in the next year or two. So I have no preconceived notions about, well, now the Giants are back, or, well, now they're really in trouble. However, like, so that I'm not even talking about that. The part that right now is most important is something like a text I just got.
I'll give it to
from
him.
Sal Castaneda.
Sal!
Our friend at KTVU, who'd been a season ticket holder of the Giants for a while and gave them up 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh.
And so he texted me and said, you know what? I'm thinking of renewing my season tickets. See, that's what I think Posey will bring initially.
Mm-hmm.
He will bring back the fan that has waned. And I think that's fair because this organization, after Bobby Evans and Brian Sabian, when they brought Farhan Zaidi in, he was an outsider. And he wanted to change a lot of the way that the Giants had done things. And a lot of people in the organization weren't crazy about it. And that then permeated to the fans. But the name Buster Posey in and of itself is going to create positive interest over the next 6 months. Who knows how it's going to play out in the field, but if you're a Giants fan, you got to be loving when you hear Buster Posey, president of baseball operations.
Right, and this is the, and that's heavy too. I'm going to renew, or I'm thinking about renewing, and that's what you talked about earlier, Stani, the PR. But at the end of the day, to me, Farhan was a Dodger. That's how he was sold and brought over, and that's where his expertise and what he had been doing. And when you look at what the Dodgers have done over the past decade, Stani, let me tell you, they've owned the NL West. Forget World Series titles. They have been, they have been the standard in the National League West, and I was thinking, okay, Farhan's going to bring some of those secrets over here. That did not happen, but if we want to talk about opportunity, the opportunity for Buster Posey, who's basically a god on the field for the Giants, right? If he can pull this off, Stiney, and somehow get this team back to prominence and get them a new Buster Posey, or let's a Judge, or just the stars, or get this team back to Title Town. I mean, what does that do for his brand and profile? That I was magical on it, but off it, you guys needed me. I was there like Dark Knight, Christian Bale, and I brought you guys back with help. I mean, that would be a beautiful story.
888-957-9570 is the number. One of the raps against Farhan Zaidi during his 7 years with the San Francisco Giants was he was unable to sign a star, or at least a superstar. They were in on Stanton. They were in on Harper, apparently. They were in on Otani. They were in on Judge. They haven't been able to close that deal with any of those players. Do Giants fans actually believe that Posey can be that kind of a difference? That a guy, Buster Posey, could be a selling point, which would counterbalance maybe some of the reasons players don't want to come here? That's something that I'm going to have to see before I believe. But in the meantime, there's no reason that you can't be optimistic about this team and maybe the direction it's headed.
What will you give me for this? Because you brought it up, and it was truth. It was facts. Posey's statement about players and their wives and about the city in itself. When Farhan came over here, Stani, I don't believe, and you tell me if I'm being naive, I don't believe he knew that was going to be maybe a non-selling point, the city and what goes with it and its perception. So I got no excuses for Farhan. He never was able to overcome that. But if Buster is on, we know and have a soundbite of him telling you, what the city, how he's got to sell it, and how guys and their wives can be kind of skeptical on coming. The fact that he knows that going in before he takes the job, that to me tells me he's ready to face it. He's ready to go. Like, there are no surprises in regard to objections.
Yeah, we'll find out. 888-957-9570 is the number. Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is this. Can he find a way to get Soto here? And if he can, well, then he's Farhan, right?
Well, no, he's got we had 7 years of failure with Farhan. So if he goes 0-for-1 at the dish, you can come back. It's all good. It's still early.
I mean, the thing that...
Build us a team.
The thing that I find interesting about this is, okay, you brought back Buster Posey, a link to the past, but this organization has never been about signing big name free agents.
Now, what if that's changing with this?
Well, you got to sign one first, and they haven't been able to do that. They've done it through the farm system, and then they've done it with really key role player type acquisitions. And I don't know. All of a sudden, do people feel like because you have Buster Posey selling the Giants that now free agents are going to start flooding in here? I'm not there. I mean, I'm just not there. I think it has way more to do with the team itself, and I think the first order of business for Buster Posey is to essentially kind of put the Giants back on the map and yeah. get them out of this no man's land where they're caught in between and there's just not a lot of interest with the team, even in the Bay Area, but certainly nationally. I mean, nobody knows who this team is.
Now, what if some of the players are like our friend Sal? You know, Sal says, you know what, I might renew season tickets, and I know that falls under the fan umbrella, but what if you got a guy with no personality trying to get you to put on the orange and black, but then you got a guy, a champion, you know, a guy that might be headed to the Hall of Fame that has multiple rings. If you have him selling you on being a Giant, I think that might, you know, I would rather listen to that guy.
I mean,
might
rather
not change the decision, but
yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I mean, I don't know if a guy's going to sign here just because of Buster Posey. I think the Giants are going to be able to sign free agents once they reestablish themselves as one of the best franchises in baseball, like they were 10 years ago. But huh? I think, you know, it's a chicken and the egg thing. Do you sign free agents and then you start to win, or do you start to win and then you sign free agents? Let's go to Rich. Rich is in Fremont. What's going on, Rich? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? How y'all feeling on the Warriors Media Day? What's going on?
We're doing well, man. We're doing well.
Okay. So I'm stoked about them hiring Buster Posey. And you know why? Because at the end of the day, Farhan was just stale, dude. He was stale. And at the end of the day, bringing Buster to the regime is huge. And it's huge because at the end of the day, Buster is a former player. He knows what players want. He knows what players need. He can sympathize with players. That's why players are going to want to come here now that you got Buster. And then you think about this. When Buster played, Buster didn't do a lot of talking. He led by example. And so when you bring that to the front office, it's going to speak volumes to players. They're going to know, hey, we got a former player in the office. That's huge. That's big. Okay? I remember when Buster was playing for the Giants. I can't remember the players, but they got into a fight. Both benches cleared, but Buster stayed in the clubhouse because Buster knew, guys, this is not the character we want to put out on the field before our fans. He knew it. And so now that he's president of operations, that's what you're going to have. You're going to have that same character. And any player who want to play for organization with a front office has character.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate the call. Buster Posey, new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. How's that sound, Giants fans? Farhan Zaidi out, Buster Posey in. Mike in Castro Valley. What's going on, Mike? How you doing, man?
Hey there, standing guru. How you guys doing today?
Hey, hey.
Yeah, so loving it that Buster's taking over president of baseball operations. Although, you know, it's hard to say whether or not he'd be able to get one of these all-star free agents or not. One of the things you know for sure is he has the respect of the entire league. He's a quality person, top-notch character, and I'll tell you what, we cannot do wrong in any way, shape, or form. I also hope that, you know, that when he comes in that we'll start to get away from some of this platooning nonsense. And use the metrics as a training tool, not a dictation for the lineup.
Mm. Yeah, use it for support and not reliance, if you will, Goo.
Yeah, because Melvin kind of, I thought that was, I was like, oh, this relationship might not be the best. When he talked about when Bags did the piece in The Athletic, asking him about, you know, were the lineups yours, were a lot of the managerial decisions yours, and I felt like Melvin was bucking the system, saying or alluding to the fact that it might not be, and maybe he has that underneath him, but off of his back. But I'll say this, what if Steph Curry, we talk about the greats, what if he was announced that he was the president of the operations for the Golden State Warriors. I mean, that's sexy, Steiny. When you have a champ, and it might be a long shot, it might not pan out, but just think of today, right now, this announcement, when you have a winner overseeing your team to put them back together.
Yeah, I mean
that, like you said, PR, but what if it works, though?
Well, I mean,
it's a double whammy.
I would like to think that they believe it will work, yeah, not that right. they're hoping it'll work. Right. But no, I mean, these are days for the fans to be excited.
Yeah.
You have just replaced Farhan Zaidi, somebody that just had lost the fan base, at least the support of the fan base, and they've now hired one of the most popular players in the history of the organization, and people should absolutely positively be excited by that. Now, a lot will come afterwards. We'll see if it was a good decision.
Yeah.
We'll see if Buster Posey can start getting this team back to relevance. But yes, for today, I sense a ton of excitement with San Francisco Giants fans, and I would expect that. And if I were a Giants fan, I would be gung-ho also about this title, or about this this change of title at the top. No
doubt about skepticism?
It.
Do you think there's a portion of the fan base? Because I'm seeing some tweets just from...
Yeah, I mean, I'm...
You understand it, like...
Yeah, okay. Part of me is like, okay, what is this guy going to bring to the table? I mean, I've seen players succeed. I've seen players fail in the front office. And I don't necessarily think there's a rhyme or reason to who succeeds and who fails, other than who deserves to succeed and who deserves to fail. But 888-957-9570, this is a day to feel good about the San Francisco Giants. Quite frankly, it's a day to feel good about all three pro teams. Warriors at Media Day, they start their season. They go to Hawaii. The 49ers coming off a 30-13 win against the Patriots. And now the San Francisco Giants have hired Buster Posey to be president of baseball operations. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
I've been watching a show called Below Zero. It's about life in the bush.
Now back to Steiny and Guru, live from Warriors Media Day, brought to you by Xfinity on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we are live from Chase Center. Matt Stein, Matt Darrell, the Guru Johnson.
Man!
And we are awaiting an appearance from Kyle Anderson, Buddy Hield, two of the Warriors' newest players.
John Sally.
John Sally will not be here.
Maybe for the season, though. We can have something with him, Stein.
But his fellow Georgia Tech buddy, Dennis Scott, is here, right? Did they play together? Sally was older than him. Hey,
can you rip the bars for me, what he said in front of Dennis Scott?
We're
walking through the hallway. I didn't say anything to Dennis, but put my fist out, give him
okay.
the tap. And then the boss wants to go, Alex Trebek, and say, can you name the nickname of the Georgia Tech? What was it? Give me the name.
The Ramblin' Wreck.
Yeah, no, not the Ramblin' Wreck.
Lethal Weapon.
It consisted of two of his teammates at Georgia Tech. Kenny Anderson was one. And then, of course, he asked, I'll give you $5. Let's just say Dennis Scott was disappointed in the goo. I got three kids.
You hate to see it. The big news of the day, Buster Posey, former Giants catcher, three World Series rings.
Man.
He is the new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. They part ways with Farhan Zaidi after 7 years. And
that's a long time of futility.
Well, I'm going to, you know what? I need you.
Sit this one out?
No. I need you to start talking because I'm going to.
Yeah, 7 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you had the anomaly of 107 games. That'll never go away. And if you played anybody but the Dodgers, who knows? But you did play the Dodgers and you lost. But outside of that, you just talk about what was promised. Oh, all these young studs on the farm. In 7 years, they'll be up and grown, or they'll be going through their baseball puberty, and Giant baseball will be something to watch. And then what do you get? You find out Cal Luciano, your stud with the bat, can't even field, hadn't even been working on another position. So that's a failure. But people saw that, you know, in public. Like, that was on display, and that was lightweight embarrassing. And I'm like, how did you guys not know this guy had a problem with the glove before bringing him up to boot balls, Donnie? So right there, that was a failure. And then again, what you talked about, the Glengarry, Glenn Ross. You had multiple free agents that would have helped this team. Am I saying they would have won a World Series? No. But you couldn't close one deal.
And well, I think that's unfair. I mean, I think that's unfair the year after they signed Snell and Matt Chapman.
Well, that was down. I mean, that was it kind of at the end. And the only reason I feel like, hey, you got to get credit. But the relationship that Melvin had with those two guys in San Diego and in Oakland is why those two guys put on giant uniforms. Well, but I'm talking about the big boys, Donnie, the big enchilada of the Harpers, you know, the Judges and all that. Him coming to town and us running promos and Willard and Dibbs and Linden, his hometown, because we're thinking, oh, my gosh, he might. And
well, who was thinking that?
The station. A lot of people here. Come on now.
I mean, to me, it would
I left you on Fridays, and we were like, "Goo, by Monday, you might be here."
Well, I mean, I'm just not going to buy into, well, now all of a sudden they're going to be able to sign superstar free agents.
And I guess
because
I
of
am.
A general yeah, yeah. manager.
I'll give you that.
But
the hope has gone up, though. You know what I mean?
To me, the hope has gone up that they start to be a better baseball organization. And once you start becoming a better baseball organization, then maybe the free agents will come. But I don't think this one move either salvages the Giants' reputation that they've had over the last 6, 8, 10 years, or changes things where people all of a sudden in the snap of a finger think that this is all of a sudden a destination.
That's valid.
That said, it's a heck of a lot better than it was yesterday.
And, you know, in regard to free agents, what do we have this year in regard to boppers? Alonso and Soto, and I think Soto's born to be a Yankee, but, you know, not a lot to choose from. But I'll stand by this. You're two games under 500 with all that you went through, no Snell in the first half, or then when he came back, we saw what it was. He wasn't Snell. Stoney, I don't want to, again, I'm going to press on the button of you're not the White Sox. So, you know, with better baseball and more availability, who knows? That's without Buster Posey.
I mean, the bottom line is, in the Farhan Zaidi era, the San Francisco Giants went 526 and 506. They were over 500 in Farhan Zaidi's 7 years here. Now, a lot of that, obviously, is the 107 wins. 107 and 55 4 years ago.
But one playoff berth in seven, right?
One playoff berth in 7 years. 888-957-9570 is the number if you're a Giants fan. How excited are you about this move today? Farhan Zaidi's been replaced, but not just replaced with a no-name. He's been replaced by maybe the biggest name in Giants history the last 15, 20 years outside of Barry Bonds, and he is now the new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. They head into the offseason after winning 80 games. They were 80 and 82, and now we'll figure out what Buster Posey can do to try to get this team back on the map. Carlito in Alameda. What's up, Carlito? How you doing?
Hello, gentlemen. I'm doing well. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and take my victory lap. I've been calling for Buster Posey to the Giants. Now, I'm going to say this. I think this is a great hire, Buster Posey, but I'm going to say this. This is a monster division. You got the Dodgers, you got the Padres. His work will be cut out. And I'm going to ask you guys this. In my opinion, a successful season is winning a playoff series. Steiny, what is a successful season? Guru, what is a successful season with this hire, in your opinion? Thank you.
Go ahead. I was going to go first.
Make the playoffs.
And that's where I was. I'm disappointing Carlito, but Stani, where the Giants have been and where they have not been is the postseason a long-ass time. So the fact that if you could just, not pop the champagne, but if you could qualify for it, and that's what we thought this season was going to come down to, and that's what I really thought buried Farhan, Stani. I assumed at least it was going to come down to the final month or, you know, last couple of weeks. They fell off way before.
Sam is in Sacramento. What's up, Sam? How you doing, man?
Hey, fellas. Look, thank you. I'm doing great. I'm excited for it. I got a couple points to make out real quick.
Yeah.
You know, with Farhan, you know, who came in to close the Chapman deal recently? It was Buster Posey. Mm-hmm. Farhan could even close a re-signing of a guy that's already in the house. That's why you knew that this guy was going to last long. And what if Helio Ramos and Fitzgerald didn't extend like they did? Could have been gone maybe even sooner. But I'm very hopeful about Buster Posey because he's still pretty fresh into retirement. But also, look down the 101. You have John Lynch, player, turned player on us for a couple of years. And then next thing you know, he's the GM. And they've had a lot of good, successful years. I think if, you know, players will respect him and what he's done and, you know, he got a test to what it's like playing in SF and that fans are craving a winning team and they want a franchise player there.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call.
Let me ask you this, Donnie, because you know how you just embed some stuff to me and I'll just keep bringing it up. But when you talk about PR, could you possibly see a family going to a game just because Buster Posey is a part of the organization as if he played the position? Just the fact that he's affiliated with the Giants now and he's responsible for putting it together, I feel like in the crazy, deranged fan way, that's like Buster still playing on the team in a sense.
I mean, I think they'll get a bump for sure, but I don't think it's anything that's permanent. But I do, listen, I try to put myself in the place of a fan, and I know how Giants fans have been. I've been here 30-plus years. They had an unbelievable run 10 years ago in 10, 12, and 14. There have been nothing but lean years, 8 of the following 10 years after the 14 title. I know that a lot of fans have become disenchanted. You know, all it takes is a person who goes to one game to not go at all. It takes somebody who goes to 3 games to stop going to 2 of them a year. And I think that's what I saw with Giants fans. If, you know, the people that were seeing 20 games a year were only seeing 5. The people that were seeing 5 were only seeing 1 or 2. And that's the one thing that I think they'll get the benefit of the doubt about right away. And I think that's fair because Posey is a sign to the fans that we've heard you. We got it. You didn't like Farhan Zaidi. You didn't like our turning away from the past. You didn't like the overuse of analytics. You just didn't like the baseball presentation we were putting out there. And it's probably going to take a little while to change that opinion. But the fact is, the move of bringing Buster Posey atop this organization, yeah. I mean, if I'm a Giants fan who hasn't seen a game in a couple years, I don't really – I'll see a game now because of Posey, and we'll worry about if they're better in a year or two.
Love it. And, you know, Stani, you don't know this about me, either does a boss, but when I really wanted to know baseball and hear somebody talk about the game and teach me, I go to Bob Costas, right? So I'm going to act like you're Bob Costas right now. But – being that it's Buster Posey, being the guy taking over, I hope fans give him ample time to turn this thing around. Or because he's a former player and he's Buster Posey, are we going to hear people squawking in year 2? Because if you want to talk about Farhan, what he could say on his way out is, they gave me every chance under the sun to turn this baby around. 7 is a long time. Maybe should have been gone after 4, but I bring all that up to ask you, how long are you giving Buster or any baseball player of ops president time to turn it around in the game of baseball?
Well, I'm giving him 1 year to make the playoffs. This team is a 500 team. It's in a better spot than it was when Farhan took over. All they got to do, what are they? They finished, what, five or six games out of the playoff spot? I mean, I don't think it's crazy. And he doesn't even have to, it's not like he has to go out and sign six big free agents. It's a 500 team. How do you get to 87 wins? How do you get a half a dozen more wins? And is that something that you can deal with internally in the organization with what Gary St. Jean used to call internal development? Is Ramos going to take the next step? Is Bailey going to have a bounce back year? Boy. Can Chapman have another year just like he did? You know, where does Birdsong fit in? All those players have to get better, the young ones in particular. 888-957-9570 is the number. What do you think when I tell you that Buster Posey's the new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants? You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station. Let's go to John. John's in Walnut Creek. What's going on, John? How you doing?
Good, guys. Thank you for taking the call. I just wanted to say I'm incredibly excited about Posey, and I was thinking about his position on the field. As a catcher, literally the only forward-facing guy seeing everything at once, I think the data analysis and preparation in that position any established catcher has to do is a different world of preparation for their own pitchers, minor league pitchers that may be coming up on any given day, familiarity with the other team's complete lineup, top to bottom. And he did those things at an elite level. Then you get to his hitting, knowledge of the opposing team's pitchers, top to bottom. So I think for a guy coming in who also then carried those things into extensive postseason runs, you really couldn't ask for a better guy to hit the ground running to be able to churn through the volumes of information he's going to see and make those hard-edged decisions, like no BS. You know, that was his role on the team of, like, can a guy play or not play? And we got to get off this field, you know, in under 3.5 hours. So I'm really excited. So I just wanted to express that.
Yeah, no reason for good Giants stuff. Fans not to be excited right
now.
There you
go.
No reason not to be. It's funny, though, when he, if you were to ask me, well, what would you be worried about with Posey, or what are the challenges going to be? You know, I do look at a guy like Farhan Zaidi, and he's been with the A's, he's been with the Dodgers, now he's been with the Giants for 7 years, and I know it's easy to say, well, he didn't win, so he didn't really know what he was doing, didn't know baseball, but that's the part where I wonder how much Buster Posey knows. And I guarantee you, if we had a conversation with Farhan Zaidi, he could talk about his minor league teams, other minor league teams. You have to have a sense of who the talent is on other teams at lower levels. And that's the part that I think Buster Posey's going to have to figure out. I just can't imagine that Buster Posey, maybe lately, maybe the last few months, but I just can't imagine that since he retired, he has been immersed in baseball data and what other farm systems look like and who might be in another farm system that he might want to play. That he might want to be on the Giants. I think that's going to be the part where you hope he probably surrounds himself with some people who know their way around scouting and other personnel on their team's talent.
Yeah, and, you know, just to piggyback off of that, you think about the proudness that former players like the Niners, Randy Cross and Jerry Rice and Ronnie Lott. Hell, you think Jerry Rice still plays on the team because he loves being around the game, but how they root for the current teams, the Steve Youngs. And I think about that with the Giants. You know, all the pride that the OGs take, the Sergio Romos, all the guys that were a part of a championship team watching this team down bad. And I bring that up, Stoney, because I wonder if Buster was watching this team even when they won 107 and the year after they kind of returned back to reality and then, you know, kept missing the playoffs. If at some point he's watching the game, like, they're leaving a lot of meat on the bone, damn it. I played the game long enough. This ain't even about the minor leagues, Stoney. He can get that help.
and get guys and gals in positions to help them with that. But watching the big club maybe falter or not play up to their capabilities to his liking, that's what triggered him to get off the couch and say, you know what, I need to scratch this itch. This is something I want to do, and I want to be a part of bringing this team back. And that's what's crazy about this whole thing. Stani, he's going to succeed or he's not. But if Buster Posey can match what he did on the field with this team and now being president of baseball ops and get him back to a World Series victory or even remotely close, I mean, hold my beer on talking about just, you know, the elite of being a San Francisco Giant. That would be one Gerald Buster Posey.
Here's a sentiment a little different. This is the first one of these that I've heard today. Most people extremely excited. The 707 says, nope, I'm not going to show up until this team does a complete 180. Buster being the head of baseball operations doesn't do it for me. They have to show me more than that. Yeah, but I think the one thing that Buster Posey's earned in any capacity is the benefit of the doubt
as a player.
Yeah, but that's going to give him the benefit of the doubt in this organization, and I think it's going to give people a little patience to let this thing play out. I mean, for goodness sakes, Farhan Zaidi was here 7 years. So the one thing Posey shouldn't feel like is, well, I got to do something right away. Otherwise, you know, I won't be around for a long period of time. And I wonder, that's the other thing I do wonder is, how long does Buster Posey want to do this? I get it. It's his first day on the job today.
At least 5 years, right?
I don't know. I mean,
Well, he was the wrong hire, Stani, if he's not in there telling them, you know, this is my dream job.
Well, I think there's a scenario in which they don't like where they're at right now with Farhan and a bunch of people in that front office, and they need some stability. And maybe Buster Posey will be here for 3 years and start turning this thing around and then leave it in capable hands. But I'm just trying to figure out how Buster Posey, his timeline of how long he's going to be here, considering that many of us didn't think he was ever going to do it in the first place.
Yeah, and I got to put another right on the table, brought to you by Atco, Stani. A caller pointed it out, but let's be real. The Giants are in a division. I mean, the Diamondbacks are a result from a doubleheader today of seeing if they go back to the playoffs. And if they were to, that would be three teams in your division that made the playoffs. Like, just that alone is not, you know, that's not easy street. So I get it. We talked about it and we both agreed, that if they qualified for the postseason in any form next year, that would be success. But man, the Diamondbacks were just in the World Series. You got the Ohtani thing going on with the Dodgers and the Padres. Oh, we'll just swap out managers, give you our old one who didn't make the playoffs, and you know, we'll do this and that. So they got their work cut out for them. How about that?
Yeah, and the one thing that also is essentially official is that Bob Melvin will be back as the manager of the Giants. He was mentioned in the press release that announced Buster Posey as the president of baseball operations. And how you doing, man? There's people walking in.
Yeah,
and out,
run TMC.
Hey, by the way, did you listen? You were listening on Saturday, right? When the boys were broadcasting from Freedman's
Appliance.
You know
what? I was driving from SAC to Union City, and I just wanted to tell you, I've never been prouder to be your partner. You were stellar. Spadoni, Loveman, you were great. You were just in a zone, and I just want to tell you I appreciate you.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody out at Freedman's Appliance. They were incredible. The store just gets better and better.
That's like an amusement park. You know, is that thing that big?
I'm going to tell
you. You guys, Spadoni, you guys are like, it's so big, you get chicken and whatever food.
Spadone.
I said, we need to turn this thing around and go to Freedman's.
Spadone, here's one thing I was thinking as I was leaving. Freedman's isn't just an appliance store. It's an activity to do with the family.
Dude!
Go out to Freedman's, take the kids, trust me, the kids are going to get lost for 30 to 60 to 90 minutes.
All those live working vignettes.
All the vignettes.
Oh, boy. Spadoni, you are great, Miss. Spadoni asked you, what's your favorite part of this tour? And I'm like, is that place that damn big? Like, where do you start out at? I'm like, whoa, man.
Yeah, Friedman's. No. Friedman's Appliances is the real deal.
Absolutely. Some people want to go to the boardwalk, Steiny, you know, do all the different games and the beach and the arcade. Friedman's clears that.
It is. It's
Boy.
Goo, I'm telling you, it's incredible. And while we're at it, I do want to thank our main man, Ernie. Ernie Chavez was out there.
Ernie.
At Friedman's. Zuki Main came out. Rockin' New Era was also there. Gene from Oakland was there. Matt, the owner, got to meet him. He was terrific. Don, my buddy, who came out from Pleasant Hill, he was also there. Let me also shout out George Williams. George Williams was there. He introduced himself to me. He's an Oakland guy who played basketball at the University of Minnesota. Then he transferred to San Jose State. Sure enough, I got home. I looked at the stats. He's telling me the truth. He played 82 college games, about half half at what we call the U. That's what they call Minnesota, the U in Minneapolis, and then he transferred to San Jose State.
How tall is he?
About 6'8".
He was
a big guy, and he was a big fan of the show, big fan of the station. George Williams,
you guys did a great job.
Division one player stopped by and said hello. So I wanted to shout out. Oh, and of course, no shout out would be complete without saying hello to Sam Lubman's mother, who I met, and she was
Jamie.
What's her name?
First name is Jamie.
And Jamie was to see Sam do his thing, and she's a proud mother, and I had a chance to talk to her, and we talked about Sam being from the Bay, going to the University of Miami, such a far place away, and why he would choose a school like that. And
we're all going to the game Saturday, Miami Cal.
I learned a lot about Lubman Saturday. Now I'm trying to get my reads up, which I just do. Coming up on the other side, we'll probably have Kyle Anderson joining us momentarily, and Buddy Hield. We're at Chase Center, but there's a lot going on. You know it. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.